Hey, babe. Yeah, sorry, I was running a little bit late. Work was holding me up a little longer than I expected it to, and I got over here as fast as I could. But I'm here now, so that's good. And besides, I really wanted to see you. Hey, babe. You're walking away, and you kind of gotta invite me in, remember? 'Cause I haven't been to your house before. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you forgot I was undead for at least 5 seconds. Yeah, it can be kind of a hassle sometimes, but it's whatever. So, the plan was movies, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, my brain's kind of been all over the place today. yeah, so. So yeah, that was the plan. Sorry. Like I said, kind of distracted. yeah. No, nothing's wrong. At least I don't think so anyway. And I know it's not the sun, 'cause it's been down for a couple hours now. I know it's weird that I don't burn, but it gives me hella migraines, and it's just, yeah, it's not fun. Okay, I can sit on the couch. Babe, I can eat human food, you know? Like, sure, it doesn't do anything for me, but I like the taste of it. I mean, I can't deny that snacks are yummy. I mean, yeah. So it's fine. Like, and last time I checked, blood bags aren't readily available just on the market, so it's understandable. Yeah, I don't know why I can't just drink animal blood. Honestly, it makes me kind of nauseous. And I've heard through the grapevine that it's a common thing. Not very many people can stomach that. I know I can't. No, like I said, I'm fine. Just really scatterbrained today. Come on, we should just snuggle and watch the movie. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. Okay, fine. I haven't eaten in a little bit. It was 'cause I almost got caught in the hospital today, okay? And I panicked, so I left without blood, and I just really wanted to see you, and I know that's like super dumb of me, but I knew that if I was just gonna be left at home or walking down the street, like I would have attacked some rando probably, and that would not have been a good thing. And I'm hungry. And I'm sorry. I should probably just go home and... Because I realize now that I'm putting you in needless danger because my hormones got the better of me. Or at least what few of them are working. I'm still not entirely sure how that works or why I have a sex drive if my blood's not... You know what, I just won't think about it. But I should probably... What? You want to do what now? Babe, I don't think you understand what you're suggesting. How do I explain this? It's not as simple as just me biting you and taking a little bit and everything's hunky-dory. There's a lot that goes into it, at least for me to fight to keep control, because the last thing we need is for me to suck you dry. Or at least that's not the way you'd want. Anyway, oh god, I'm explaining something super serious. I should not be making sex jokes right now. Anyway, my point is, it's not as simple as just, I can take a little bit and we're fine. Look, I haven't fed off of a breathing, living person in months. Like, since I've met you, I have been on a strictly stolen hospital blood bag diet. And I know that's, like, really bad, but I can't think of any other way to go about it. And, I mean, the good news is I only need, like, a pint a week to survive, so it's not completely awful. But when you're feeding off of a living, breathing person, it's so tempting to just keep taking, and not to mention that in the past experience that I've had, and some people, it's oddly euphoric, and for others, it's wildly uncomfortable. And I don't want that for you. Look, the last relationship I attempted to have, and which granted, this was decades ago, but the last relationship I attempted to have where this situation ended up happening, he was wildly uncomfortable, and frankly, he wouldn't come near me again, because it's a toss of the coin. Either you're gonna really hate it, or really like it, and I kind of am scared for both, and I don't want to hurt you. You can say that keeping me well fed is as important as you'd like, but the fact of the matter is that it's still dangerous, and I don't want to hurt you. I mean, you have a point that it's better than me attacking a rando, but my point still stands. I should probably just go home. I'll try again tomorrow. I'll figure something out, but maybe I should just go home. What do you... Fine. We'll do it. But we're doing it my way. Okay? As in, I'm going to do this in a way that, if it does end up being uncomfortable, I'm going to try to put an experience around it that is as comfortable as possible, if that makes sense. And I mean that as in, I'm gonna make you feel good before I do that, just in case. Just in case it's discomforting, at least I can give you a sensation that's more pleasant if it ends up being like that. So we're gonna do this my way. And you have to promise me that you're not gonna move, because that's going to make me pin you down, and then that's when it gets scary. Yeah, it makes me more... It gets messier if you struggle, so we don't want that. But I'm gonna make you feel good first. So just lay down, please. That's better. Thank you. Good. It's okay. I have self-control to an extent, I think. Maybe. Hopefully. So, oh God. Yeah, I forgot to mention that wanting to feed makes me really horny. fuck. Okay. I'm gonna... I'm gonna put you in my mouth for a bit, just because I want to convince myself that I have much more control of the hunger, and besides, I do like making you feel good. And not just for blood. It's okay. You can be as loud as you like, you know, I don't care. I like hearing the noises after all. Oh. You want to eat me out first. Well, I don't want you to move because I'm so really hungry. Yeah, I know. When I get really needy, they come out. Well, I'm glad you think that the pointy teeth are cute. But would you like me to sit on that face? All right, I'm not gonna complain about that. Just remember, don't move. Got it? Just put that cute little mouth of yours to work. Understood? Good boy. Okay. That was cute. That was a cute moan. You like when I pull your hair? Yeah, you do. Oh, God. Oh, your cock's twitching. Oh, fuck, and I can practically hear it throbbing and your pulse racing. You really like me straddled on your face, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Hey. No. I had to stop. Because I was gonna come. Me. Take that. Fuck. Delicious blood of yours. What blood type are you again? Oh, fuck. I didn't realize. Yeah, that may be my favorite. I didn't realize, but God, that makes me want it more. Oh, that makes me want you more. Okay. I'm gonna put you inside, okay? And look at me. You still wanna do this? And you're okay with this? Okay. Just making sure. Fuck. fuck. Don't you dare close your eyes. You look me deep in the eye. Do you see how bad I fucking need you? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Cutest little noises. Oh God. You're doing so good. Stay still. Oh fuck. 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 Oh fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, baby. Baby, I don't think I can hold it back much longer. I'm gonna count down from 10. And when you come, I'm gonna bite you, okay? Okay. Oh my God. Okay, fuck. Okay. 10. Oh God. 9. 8. 7. Fuck. 6. Fuck. 3. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. 2. Oh God. 1. Fuck. No. Are you okay? Hey, look at me. Hey, it's okay. I'm here. Hey, it's okay. It's okay, I'm right here. I'm right here. Yeah, you're gonna feel lightheaded for a little bit. I'm glad I managed to keep control. You okay? Good. How did it feel? Really good. Okay. I mean, I'm not complaining about that, for certain. I'm glad it felt good. Come here. I'm gonna hold you, because you're gonna need the rest. And I'll find something in your cabinets and make something sweet so you can get that blood sugar of yours back up. Yes, I do know how to bake and cook, despite the fact that I sustain my diet on the lovely hemoglobin-filled substance running in humans' bodies. I do know how to cook and bake, so yeah, sporto. But yeah, for right now, we can just... I'll just hold you, run my fingers through your hair, and then I can... I should probably get a band-aid for your neck, though. The little puncture wounds are cute, though. Granted, though, the bruising around it does hide it and make it look like a hickey, so... I mean, if you don't care, don't have to put a band-aid on it, but... Just saying. Yeah, I feel much better. God, I didn't know not eating in a week would drive me this crazy. Or, I guess, more than a week. Yeah, when you're immortal, the days kind of just blend together sometimes, and you forget what year it is. Honestly, I think I sleepwalked through the 90s. Like, that's when it felt like I sleepwalked through the 90s. But, it's whatever. You're so comfy and warm. Sorry, my skin's a little chilly to the touch. Oh, feels good? Well, you are a bit flushed, so I guess I can understand why. Aren't you glad I didn't suck you dry? Though, next time I am going to drain your balls instead. I knew that'd get a little chuckle out of you. Okay. You want to take a nap, cutie? Alright. You take that nap, and I'll make you something sweet. Okay? And then we can watch that movie that we were supposed to in the first place. All right. Sleep tight, cutie.